either you love it or you hate it. The new show, Love & Hip Hop in Atlanta, is so popular. Everybody's talking about it. And it all is because of one polarizing figure. You know, people have been on Twitter talking about it. Every time I turn on Twitter Monday nights, they're talking about Jocelyn. Jocelyn Hernandez from Love & Hip Hop. We got her on the show. Good morning, Jocelyn.
Good morning.
Nothing.
Good morning.
You're starting off my morning just right.
Oh, thank you, baby.
So, Jocelyn, you became an overnight sensation with Love & Hip Hop in Atlanta. How has everything been going for you since the show premiere?
Oh, man, it's been going crazy. A lot of work. I'm a recording artist, so I'm always in the studio, and then I'm always dancing, and I'm always doing something, and just people just really, coming out to me, hi, Jocelyn. I'm like, hi, because I'm still the same old person, so it's like, you have to catch up to, what's going on right now. I do anyways.
So as you're watching the episode, I see you on Twitter defending, your stance. It seems like people are really going in on you on Twitter, and you're responding to them a lot. And I know
not
that
a
you're,
lot.
I know
it's
you're
not
saying,
a lot to me.
Well, I know that you're saying that, it's not bothering you, but you're still a human being. I mean, some of it has to hurt.
Well, I feel I take it like this. I can take what I've done, and I take responsibilities of everything I've done. And people love to judge other people, but they don't ever point their fingers at themselves. So I'm cool with people talking about me. I'm cool with people calling me names, I'm cool with that.
Are
I'm
you really?
Have to say that. Huh?
It never bothers you? I mean, because I see you on Twitter saying, stop with another man, woman stuff. You don't see who he sleeps with every night. So.
Well, I can say what I want to say, because
right.
Everybody else talks. I can say what I want.
Right.
It doesn't bother me at all. But when I have a little 5-10 minute break and I do want to get on Twitter and talk some shit, I will, because if people do it, why can't do it?
Right.
And everybody's always pointing the finger at Jocelyn. It's only been 2 episodes. Can I get a break?
Right.
Now let me tell you, you definitely defended yourself when the people were saying that you were a man. The pictures that you posted, you were definitely 100% all woman.
Well, I tell you what. I posted one picture, and I was wrong for that, because I'm trying to change my life, and that was the old me, and I should have never did that.
Well, I'm
that
glad you didn't change yourself before you posted that picture.
Blew up. Pissed me off, because out of everything that you're going to say, this is what you're saying. I've never had no one say I look like a man. Are you serious? I have all my life giving me everything I ever wanted.
Right.
Giving me money and cars and clothes and houses. How dare you say that? That's disrespectful to me, because I like to work out, and I pretty much look perfect. That's why I look like
I like that.
Excuse me.
Now, how did you and Stevie J actually meet?
I really met Stevie J at the strip club through another friend that we both have. One of my girlfriends that used to work with me, her daughter knows how to sing. She's good at singing. So I was like, well, let me take her to the studio, helping a friend out. So when I took the girl to the studio, she's kind of young. She's 17. The friend that I met Stevie J through, he took me back to Stevie J's studio, and that's where I met him again, a week later. And I was like, can you help me with her? I just want to see what we can do with her. She was like, yeah, but I think you should be the artist. And I'm like, me? He was like, yeah, you never rap. I said, I'm Puerto Rican. I can rap in Spanish a little bit here and there. I can do my thing. And I've been wanting to be a Spanish rapper, but I was making so much money in the streets. I was just like, F that. Let me keep doing what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
And, we started working about 6 months ago.
So what's your relationship with Stevie J today?
He's my manager, girl.
Your manager with benefits?
I don't know about the benefits part. But, yeah, benefits, because he does a lot for me. So, yeah, we can use the benefit word. Yeah,
come
He's
on.
My manager.
Okay, well, when we say benefits, do you mean bed and if it's?
No, I mean, when I say benefits, I mean benefits everything. See, y'all be thinking nasty. That has to do with sex. I don't know why people always say so nasty. No.
But Jocelyn,
But
on the last episode, you said yourself, the last person I've been having sex with for the past 6 months is you.
The last person that I did have sex with for the past 6 months was Stevie. So, you just got to wait on Monday, and then you got to do your own math. What you think? Tell me.
I think it's Stevie J's baby. That's what I think.
It might just be. You got to stay tuned. You heard what I said on the last episode. Tell me, how did you feel about that episode, though? Because it was kind of nerve-breaking for
Man.
Me.
Well, I thought it was interesting. First of all, I thought it was funny that, he said, well, why are you bringing this to me? And she said, well, who else? You said, who else would I bring it to? A piece of me kind of wants you to kind of check Stevie J a little bit, because I think that as long as you allow yourself to be in a situation where he's able to kind of manipulate both of y'all, then he's going to.
Well, you know, like I said, it's the second episode. Really, nobody has given me a chance for nothing, you know. Everybody just going in on Josh, and they don't even know what's going on. Like, this is just, can we please give it to at least the fourth week?
Okay.
You know, a lot of things really change. A lot of things really happen. And it's a great story, and everything is real. I should have checked him that day. I should have probably slapped him right there in his face.
Yeah, definitely.
But, you know, things work out differently sometimes, and you just got to you got to take what everybody's saying about you. I'm cool with everybody calling me names, because, hell, he doesn't bother me any. They used to call me names for free.
Now you get paid. Hey, Jocelyn, man, we appreciate you talking to us. Hopefully we can catch back up with you later in the season.
Oh my gosh, and there's so much more that you're just gonna love. It's gonna have you in tears, it's gonna have you laughing. It's life is real, and it's just what people like us go through every day, you know, you, I, everybody else. So, and I would love to talk to you guys again whenever you call me back. You know, whenever I call, it doesn't matter. Let me know when you wanna talk. We can talk. You guys.
We'll talk after episode 6, Jocelyn. Thank you so much for checking in with us, Ma.
Have a good day.
You can check Jocelyn out every Monday night on VH1 Love and Hip Hop Atlanta at 8 p.m.